Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
I'm really excited to speak tonight. This is the second time that I've gotten to speak in a main service, and it's the first time with my dad, who I so nicely and elegantly criticize after every sermon that he does, is sitting right there, and he said he's got a notepad out and he's ready to go. So, but no, I'm excited for tonight. My wife, Cassie, is in the room, the love of my life. She also brought me the greatest thing in life, which is Charleston Jane. If you guys haven't met her, that's it's on you. Your life would be better knowing her. So let's just dive right in. We're going to read in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. This is out of the New King James Version. If you brought your Bible, that's good. It's church. You should bring your Bible. If not, it's going to be on the screen behind me. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the Lord of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." And this is my favorite part of the verse. So God granted him what he requested. So God granted him what he requested. Who believes in the power of prayer? I'll tell you what, it's truly is unbelievable that we have a God who loves us so much that we can pray for something and it line up with his word, with his will, and his plan for our life, that we can pray for it and then he gives it to us. That Jabez asked for all of those things and God, the last part, so God granted him what he requested. Believe in the power of prayer. Let's pray real quick. Lord, we come to you now. We thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you that your hand is on this service. Lord, I thank you that they are your words and not mine. Lord, I thank you that they hit every person exactly where they sit, exactly how they need to hear it. Lord, we thank you for breakthrough in people's lives. Lord, we thank you for salvation in people's lives. Lord, I thank you that you're preparing our hearts to receive your word. Lord, we love you. We worship you. We magnify the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Everybody said? Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what. Growing up here, I absolutely loved the church. When I went to school in Springfield, it was hard because I liked other churches I went to, but nothing is Guts. And I'll tell you what, I try to pinpoint exactly what it is, and I can't really figure it out, except for one of the consistent themes is, it's like God, that you belong before you believe. That here at Guts Church, that you belong in the family of Guts Church before you believe. It's the same thing with God. The church is meant to be enjoyed and not just endured. That's what Guts Church is, that you come a certain way, and the great thing with our God is he takes you exactly how you are, but he loves you way too much to leave you that way, that he's going to mold you and he's going to shape you and that you're going to become a better person through that. So who in here has made a trade? Anybody ever made a trade? Anything. I'll tell you what, when I was in elementary school, I would trade baseball cards. That was my thing. I had those big old books, Trapper Keeper looking things that you flip through it and it would have like 12, and you had way too many baseball cards, but you didn't care because if you had the most amount of baseball cards, then you had the power. Also, for some of you 90s babies may not understand this, but the 80s babies will understand Pogs. Pogs were a big deal, okay? Pogs were a huge deal. I had the gold slammer. It had the eight ball on it. Oh, talk to me. The Pogs were it. But you would trade, and you basically would set up everything that you had. I went to Union. I went to Union Public Schools. That's what I'm talking about. Redskins till I die. I still, now that I have my family, we're looking at building a house, or we're looking to build a house or buying a house somewhere to raise a family, and I could not bring myself. Basically, my one rule was we couldn't be in Jinx because I couldn't see myself wearing maroon cheering on my son on that field with any sort of conviction. So, but But no, I went to Union, and if you went to Union, you went to the 6th and 7th grade center. It's right there on 61st and Mingo. They had lunches, and my mom would randomly make us lunches. You know, the brown paper sack kind of thing. But it was a real treat when she gave you money to buy what you wanted, because they had the best French fries that you have ever tasted. And I truly mean the best. Like, you didn't want people to judge you, so you'd only get two bags, but you really wanted three, and that was all you would eat. So when you did bring a bag, basically what I would do is I would dump out that bag, and I would have all the things that was packed in my lunch, and you would start to figure out what you could barter, what you could trade for those fries. And I'll tell you, you laugh, this was a real thing. Like, we would eat it in between third and fourth period. You would think during third period, okay, what do I have? Let's see, apple? Mm-mm, no thanks. But you get a Capri Sun, which made everything okay, except for there'd be like that one and four that you couldn't ever stab the straw into the Capri Sun. It was socially awkward. You had liquid all over you. You weren't sure. So, you would make a trade. This is what Jabez did. Jabez's name meant to that he was born in pain. Not only that he was born in pain, that he would cause pain. I mean, that's unbelievable to me that his mom named him, that he would cause pain, that his destiny, or he was given cards, he was dealt cards in his life. Here's the thing, we're all dealt cards in our life. Some of them you have to play. You have to play some. Your family, you don't get to pick your family. So you're dealt those cards. You don't get to pick your personality. But I'll tell you what you do get to trade, or you do get to reject, are words. So saying that you will bring pain, Jabez was able to reject those words because he didn't have to take those cards. Yeah, those cards might have been dealt to him, but he didn't have to play them. He could give them back, and that's what this prayer said. Jabez, to be born in pain or will cause pain. You can reject words, but you have certain cards, but you can reject words. God wants to bless you. Let me say that again. God wants to bless you. This isn't just positive thinking. This is Bible thinking. It's not just, well, it's all going to be good because God wants to bless us. No, it's Bible thinking. It's a promise that God wants to bless you. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. God wants to bless you in all things. So when you pray, don't just pray. Pray greedy prayers. Pray greedy prayers. Pray prayers that scare you if that outcome or what you're praying actually happens. Because then that's God blessing you. That's praying greedy prayers. That why would you pray for the natural? Why would you pray for stuff to work out in the natural when God is in the supernatural? So pray supernatural prayers. I'll tell you, when we read through this, it says to enlarge my territory. To me, I think about a border. I think about the border, and you think about, I have a little bit of a guilty pleasure of binge watching series. And I'll tell you what, we actually had a high-low of 2016 with our family. And I was joking, but I was kind of serious that the high for my year of 2016 was I got noise-canceling headphones that work. They're fantastic. But I binge-watch shows, especially when they're on TV and it's a marathon, and we'd watch Gang Wars or Gangland, and they would talk about the gangs and the cartels of Juarez, Mexico, and how rough it is and how dangerous it is that you don't go in if you want to come back out. And the border town that is right next to that is El Paso, Texas, which is one of the safest cities in America. That's the power of a border. That's the power of a line that he prays that God enlarges his territory, that he extends your borders, that he extends your reach, your power, your business, your capability, that's your prayer, that God extends my borders, that he extends my reach. God can take you past status quo. He can take you from ordinary to extraordinary. And that's the kind of prayers that you need to pray. That's what Jabez is praying here. He's praying that God's hand be on him, that he would bless him indeed, that he would enlarge his territories. When the hand of God is on something or someone, it's an unstoppable force. It's an unstoppable force. I pray that every night when we lay in bed, we pray, and I pray that the hand of God is on my child, that he leads her and guides her in all truth, but that his hand is on her, because if God's hand is on her, it does not matter what else is happening around. If God's hand is on your life, it does not matter the circumstances. It does not matter the situations or the people that come around. If God's hand is on your life, it does not matter. The hand of God has been on you all of your days. God's hand has been on you your entire life, whether you've realized it or not. That you belong before you believe, that his hand has been on you. And you might say, you know what, I'm not where I want to be. You might not be where you want to be tonight, but I'll tell you the good news is, because God's hand was on your life, you're not where you're supposed to be. You may not be where you want to be, but you're not where you're supposed to be, because God's hand is on your life. Philippians 2:13. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. This word working is actually, they call it, is it erneo or energeo? It's a Greek word that actually means to energize. Now think about this. Everybody remembers the Energizer Bunny. It was this creepy little pink bunny that would beat a drum, and the commercials would be, he'd be in the middle of a desert and he'd just be just banging away. That's what God is in our life, that he energizes us, that it's grace upon grace, it's blessing upon blessing. I'll tell you what, too many times we go back and forth on stuff. That God delivers us from something, and yet we hit a hard point or we hit a rocky point and we go back to what is familiar or what we were doing. But I'll tell you what, this life is not a back and forth life. This life is a forward and forward and forward life. That it's a blessing upon blessing, grace upon grace, precept upon precept, that you keep moving forward instead of going back to that thing that you are used to or the thing that you're familiar with, that you keep moving forward. That God energizes you by working in you, giving you the desire and the power. For God is at work in us. I'll tell you, as I read through Jabez's prayer here, it's the Lord's prayer. It really is. It's amazing that he is literally praying that God blesses him, that he enlarges his territory, that his hand be with him, that you keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. If you don't think that things stick with you, you might think that you're past something that happened in your past, that you might be past something that someone spoke over you. Somebody said you were never going to amount to anything. If you don't think that that's with you, Jabez still prayed that he wouldn't cause anybody pain, because that's what was spoken over him at birth. By naming him Jabez, that he would be to cause pain, that then he prays that he would not cause pain. The question isn't if God is going to bless you, it's what are you going to do with that blessing? I'll tell you what, it's. I think so many times we think about unanswered prayers. And we think, man, I prayed for that. Why am I not getting that blessing? Or that person right there just got a promotion, but I didn't get a promotion. Why didn't I get a promotion, God? I'm at church every time the doors are open. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Let me ask you a question. It's not is God going to bless you, but it's what are you going to do with that blessing? Can you handle that blessing? What if the blessing is so great and so much more than you could ever imagine that the place that you're in right now can't handle that blessing and you get knocked over, you get knocked down? I mean, I think about it now in life that if I were to, I just thank God for his timing. Because if things that are happening in our life right now were happening to me 10 years ago, not good. Not good at all. But I'll tell you what I went through and the things that I went through and just going through life, I learned how to build that up to where then I can receive God's blessing. Can you handle the blessings, or would it knock you down? Pride comes before the fall. What if you can't handle that blessing? And I'll tell you what, that's not an indictment on you. All it is, it's just you keep moving forward, that you keep building yourself up, that you keep standing on the foundation, that you keep standing on the rock, that you keep moving forward and not letting little stuff that doesn't matter mess with you or take your eyes off of it. Jabez prayed for a long-term blessing. He prayed for a long-term blessing, not a short-term fix. God, if you could just make this bill go away, everything will be better. I remember being in high school or junior high, and I played baseball and I played football, and I remember going up, and you would have bad games at the plate. You know, you were batting, you'd have bad games, maybe 0 for 2, 0 for 3. And I remember, I'm letting you guys in, okay? Just so you guys know, just letting you in a little peek. So I'd be walking up, and I'd have my helmet on and my bat, and I'd be walking up, and I'm thinking, oh, God, if you just let me get a hit, oh, Jesus, I'll never sin again. Oh, Jesus, I will never sin again if I just get a hit. That's a short-term fix. What we need to be praying is for the long-term blessing. That not only will we be blessed, but our children and our grandchildren will be blessed because of us. That Jabez asked that the Lord would bless him indeed, that his hand would be on him. How tragic would it be if you diminish the blessing of God on your life? Don't diminish it. Don't pray for the short-term fix. Don't pray for the small blessing. He's a supernatural God. Pray supernatural prayers. Pray big prayers. As we look at Jabez's prayer here, his prayer lined up with God's will on his life. You think you have unanswered prayers? Check your motives. Check your motives. That might be harsh. That might be hard to hear. But if you think that there are unanswered prayers, check your motives. Jabez prayed that his prayer went along with God's will for his life. So if you feel like you got a prayer that's unanswered, it's like, God, I've been praying for that. I've been standing for it. Check your motives. Does that prayer line up with the will of God on your life? Jeff, I'm going to have you come up now. Check your motives. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs from a tree. Here's what's awesome. The main theme of the New Testament is not curse. It's blessing. It's blessing. That Jesus came down, did not sin, was the perfect man. He was God's only son, and then hung on a tree and took the curse for us. That's amazing. It really is. Think about it. That he who was without sin hung on the cross and took the curse for us, knowing what we would be, knowing the decisions that we would make. But yet he still went up and hung on the cross and took the curse for us. The word is blessing. It's blessing. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. And I'm going to close with this. Hebrews 12:2. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in a place of honor beside God's throne. Jesus walked with a joy when he went to hang on the cross for us. He didn't go grudgingly. He didn't, oh man, I got to go hang on the cross. Oh man, I have to go to church again. It's Wednesday night. Oh man, I got to go to church. I went last Sunday. He didn't. Jesus walked with a joy to go hang on a cross and be brutally murdered to take our curse, the curse of the law. We don't get what we deserve. That's grace. We don't get what we deserve because Jesus joyfully went and hung on that cross. He hung on that cross for you, and he hung on that cross for me. And again, he took the curse. So if he's going to go do that, why would he hold anything from us? Why would he hold any good thing from us? So stand on that blessing. Don't let what someone has said about you in the past define you. Don't let what someone said about you when you were a kid define you. Oh, you'll never be good at that. Who cares? Who cares? Say what you want. Let them hate, for real. Let them hate. Who cares? You know what I care about, what you say about me? Don't, because I know what Jesus says about me. I know what he did when he hung on that cross for me. I know that I don't have to take the curse of the law anymore, and that I can walk in blessings because he hung on that tree. Don't worry about what other people say, but don't let stuff define you. I know I can think about times that I disappointed people when I was a young child. They don't remember it. I do. Why? That's so dumb. Why? But now I know who I am in Christ. And I know that he joyfully hung on that cross so that he could take my shame, so that he could take my curse, my burdens, my sin, that I could walk uprightly, and that he would not withhold any good thing from me. So again, I'll leave you with this, is Jabez's prayer lines up with the will of God on his life, the call on his life. If you feel like there's unanswered prayers, check your motives. Pray greedy prayers. Pray supernatural prayers. If something seems like it's impossible, pray it. Stand on it. Because then you let God work in you and then work through you because of that, that there was a joy. Everybody bow your heads, close your eyes. What I want everybody to do is just take inventory. Just take inventory. Maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, somebody said something about me when I was a kid and it's really stuck with me. It's actually stopped me from doing what I know I'm supposed to do. Maybe it was a family member. Maybe it was a friend. Or maybe there's a mistake that you made in your past that's still holding you back. What I want you to do is just take inventory. And if there's any of that, let's deal with it now. Let's move forward because this is not a back and forth life. There's a border that God extends your borders. Well, that border might be drawing a line in the sand and not moving forward or going back to that thing that you used to do. Maybe it's drawing a line and you're not going to pass it. So with every head bowed, nobody looking around, I'm going to ask you just a few questions. One, if your life is not right with Jesus, I want to give you that opportunity. That is first and foremost why we're here. Jesus joyfully hung on the cross for you so that you would never have to smell the sin of hell, so that you wouldn't have to live a life of oppression, of shame, and of curse. So that's first and foremost why we're here. If you need to give your life to Jesus, or if you need to get your life right with Jesus, we want to give you that opportunity. But number two is if there's something in your past that's been holding you back. And maybe only you know about it. Maybe it's something that only you know, that you haven't told your spouse. You haven't told your best friend. You haven't told anybody. But you're walking with that burden on your life. Let's get rid of it. Let's break free of it. Because Jesus hung on that cross and took the curse for us. So you don't have to walk with that. So if you would say yes to question one, if you need to give your life to Jesus, you need to get your life right with Jesus. If you would say, you know what? I don't know what that's like. I don't know that blessed life that you're talking about. I don't know about that shame-free life that you're talking about. I want you to raise your hand on the count of three. And you're just going to put it up and put it down. I'm not going to do anything to embarrass you. We're all going to pray together so you don't have to worry about that. So if you need to give your life right, or give your life to Jesus, or get your life right with Jesus, raise your hand on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Raise your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Is there anybody else? If you need to get your life right with Jesus, just slip your hand up real quick. God bless you. Now, number two, if there's something that you have been dealing with that's happened in your past, maybe it's somebody something said, maybe it's somebody something has done to you, maybe if there was an event that happened that's been holding you back, that you don't feel like you're good enough, well, let me tell you what, friend, you're good enough. You are good enough. So if there's something that has been buried down deep inside of you that's holding you back, let's deal with it now. I want everybody to repeat after me. Those of you that raised your hand, you know what you're doing here, and it's everybody around you is so excited because we have all done it, and we know the life that you are walking into, the life that you're stepping into, the life of freedom, of blessing. So everybody repeat after me. Father God, I come to you now. And I give you my life. Every area of my life, I give to you. Lord, I thank you that you forgive me for everything I've done. I thank you that I walk uprightly. And Lord, I thank you that everything in the past is the past. Lord, I draw a line in the sand. I'm not going back to that thing I used to do. I'm not going back to the thought of what that person said about me. And Lord, I thank you that I am walking forward, blessing on blessing, precept on precept, grace upon grace, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.